Perhaps the best thing of all about being director of the British Museum, and one that still gives me the most enormous thrill, is that now and then I'm allowed to take some of the objects out of the cases and hold them. And today, I'm being allowed to hold something absolutely astonishing. I've got to admit that if any of us saw this just lying on the ground, we'd probably walk past it. But in fact, it's the oldest object in the British Museum. And it was made nearly 2 million years ago in Africa. It looks like a large, chipped, grey cobble.
Holding this, I can feel what it was like to be out on the African savannas, kneading to cut flesh, for example, needing to cut into a carcass in order to get a meal.
This is one of the first things that humans ever consciously made, and holding it puts me directly in touch with them. In this history of the world that I'm trying to tell through things, this chipped stone from Africa, from modern Tanzania, is where it all begins. I've come out onto the front steps by the main door of the British Museum. One of the points of any museum is to allow you to travel through time. But our understanding of just how much time there is for us to travel through has expanded dramatically since the museum opened its doors in 1759. At that point, most of the visitors would probably have agreed that the world had begun in 4004 BC, to be precise, at the very beginning of Sunday, the 23rd of October. This astonishingly exact date had been calculated by the mathematically minded clergyman Archbishop Usher, who preached just down the road in Lincoln's Inn. Usher had carefully trawled the Bible, totting up the lifespan of everyone descended from Adam and Eve, to reach his date. But as you and I know, we don't now celebrate the 23rd of October as Start the World Day. And that's because, in the last couple of centuries, archaeologists, geologists, and museum curators have steadily been pushing back the chronology of human history, back from Archbishop Usher's 6,000 years to an almost unimaginable 2 million. So, if the scientists have been suggesting that Adam and Eve no longer stood at the beginning of human time in the Garden of Eden in 4004 BC, who did and where? There are many theories, but no conclusive answers, and certainly no conclusive date, until 1931, when a young archaeologist called Lewis Leakey set off on a British Museum-sponsored expedition bound for Africa.